Welcome to I Do the Future, the podcast concerning intelligent design and evolution. We're going to be discussing the book Zombie Science, More Icons of Evolution. The book notes that many icons just won't die despite volumes of negative evidence, hence the title, Zombie Science, and a few more icons like walking whales and the human eye. And I have on the show with me today biologist Jonathan Wells to talk about the feedback this book has been generating. I'm going to ask about some of his favorite feedback responses, some of the nastiest responses, and also some of the strangest or weirder types of responses the book has received. So, Jonathan, welcome to the show.
Happy to be here, Ray.
Now, obviously, you're no stranger to controversy over these kind of things and what it feels like to have your work summarily dismissed. Before we focus on the feedback on your new book, I'd like to talk briefly about one of my favorite responses to your earlier classic, Icons of Evolution. That book is, of course, highly critical of Darwinian evolution, but if I recall, one of your favorite responses to the book was from a professional Darwin defender.
Yes, that's correct. It was Eugenie Scott, who at the time was director of the Oakland-based National Center for Science Education.
So what did Eugenie Scott have to say, and in what context did she make this comment?
Well, first of all, something about the National Center for Science Education, or NCSE. They're a lobby organization, and their position is that schools should teach only Darwinian evolution and not give any hint that there might be criticisms of it or problems with it. They consider that to be misleading and bad science education. So it's basically a Darwin-only lobby organization.
Okay.
Eugenie, as I said, was its director, and soon after Icons of Evolution was published back in 2000, she spoke at a conference in Southern California. One of my friends was there and overheard this comment. At one point, she held up a copy of the book and said, and this is pretty much an exact quote, "This is going to be a royal pain in the fanny."
Did she really use that last word?
Yes, she did. Yeah, quite funny. And it was a royal pain in the fanny, I'm proud to say, for her and for others.
Okay, let's turn to zombie science now. And as I've kind of described a little bit earlier, but let's start with some of the positive reviews. Then we'll get to the negative and then some of the stranger or weirder stuff. Then we'll wrap up again with another positive, something that's come out since the book has been released. So the first question is, what's your favorite line or lines from the endorsements the book received in the run-up to publication?
Well, it's a hard pick because there's so many good ones. I was really touched by the outpouring of support from scientists and scholars alike who wrote the endorsements for the book. But my favorite of all of them is from author and journalist Tom Bethel, who recently published a book called Darwin's House of Cards. Here's what Tom had to say. "Icons of Evolution proved the emperor has no clothes. Now zombie science shows that it doesn't even have a pulse."
Ouch.
Jonathan Wells, yeah, ouch. Jonathan Wells, in this highly readable book, turns the tables on the Darwinists, documenting how their supposedly overwhelming evidence for unguided evolution is, quote, in Tom's words, one long bluff.
Well, that's great. And I remember reading that myself in the book jacket. Tom Bethel definitely has a way with words, as by his own books and so forth. But let's get things a little more interesting, I think, for you. And let's cross over, I think, to what you could call the rougher side of the street. And so could you share with us some of the more nastier responses that you've had to zombie science?
Well, you know, there have only been two responses that I know of at this point. One was from Darwin defender Jerry Coyne, a professor emeritus at the University of Chicago, who reviewed Icons of Evolution in 2000. And at that time, he faulted me for using what he called a flawed syllogism by arguing that because a few of the textbook examples are flawed, therefore evolutionary theory is false. Well, that was not my argument, and it's actually the argument that I begin zombie science with, pointing out that if, in fact, these were just a few flawed textbook examples, evolutionary biologists would have quickly corrected them, and I wouldn't even have another book to write. But instead of correcting them, they kept them, continue to use them, and they're empirically dead, and yet they keep marching among us. That's why I call them zombies.
So what did Jerry Corin have to say this time around?
Well, he quoted his criticism of icons, which was funny because that was what I started zombie science with. But he called me a, quote, scientifically rejected charlatan. And he attributes all my work basically to that of a religious zealot, a creationist zealot. But some of the interesting best parts of Coyne's post, which is a blog, were by the people who commented on it. One commenter said, it's just amazing to me that people like Wells are allowed into places like Berkeley, where I got my second PhD. And so a lot of the discussion on the blog was about how PhD programs could weed out people like me before they do the damage they do, like I've done. At one point, the implication by these writers on Jerry's blog is that I deliberately misrepresented myself in order to get into Berkeley. Well, actually, my application to Berkeley made it clear that I was skeptical of the mechanism of neo-Darwinism, namely the reliance on DNA mutations. That was in my admissions essay. And when I went there to Berkeley, I was in fact skeptical of that. But I was a firm believer in universal common ancestry. Okay. And ironically, it was my education at Berkeley, when I finally got to see the actual biological evidence, that convinced me that common ancestry is false, the claim is false. So instead of ignoring what I learned at Berkeley, I actually benefited from it, and it made me more skeptical of Darwinism than when I went in.
Well, it's interesting. You and I have some common ground here, especially with Jerry Coyne. Several years ago, he wrote an article for USA Today. The whole idea of our brain's just a meat computer. And so I actually got onto his blog and posted a few questions. I used my real name, as I always do, and don't use a pseudonym. And, of course, some of his followers looked me up, and I got these nasty comments coming back. And I remember one of them saying that, well, you may have a PhD, but you obviously didn't learn anything. Well, okay.
That was the attitude of Jerry Coyne's blogging part.
Well, does anything else come up as far as a negative review for you?
Well, the only other one I know of is on Amazon. Jerry Coyne, by the way, admits he did not read Zombie Science and has no plans to. The person who commented on it on Amazon did, in fact, read the book. And he says, I'm not incompetent. I actually understand the biology. But he calls me, quote, dishonest and shameful for misleading my readers, even though I know better. So he does quite a long review. Again, he, like Jerry Coyne, thinks that I'm arguing that because the textbook illustrations are flawed, therefore the theory is false. My argument is that the textbook illustrations are flawed, but the theory is false on independent grounds, and the persistence of the textbook images just shows that what we're dealing with here is not empirical science, but materialistic philosophy. And he misses that point.
So does the reviewer actually say that apart from understanding the biology, that at least some of the icons you refer to really are false? Does he actually admit to that?
No, he basically says that my understanding of biology is competent. Mm. He says I'm competent, but I misrepresent things, so I'm a liar. One of my more interesting passages from his review, you know, I talk about the whales in Zombie Science, the whale fossils. And I point out, which every paleontologist knows, that none of the so-called intermediates are actually intermediate between one fossil and the next. They're all evolutionary dead ends. So this fellow on Amazon acknowledges that. They are dead ends, he says. In fact, this is his comment, this is what we should expect in such a case, and it does not negate these creatures being transitional forms. Well, I consider that utter nonsense. They're either transitional or they're dead ends. They're not both.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's right there on Amazon for people to read. And it's actually the only negative review on Amazon, which surprises me. Usually, books that we write, we being Darwin critics and intelligent design supporters, typically get on Amazon what's called a bimodal distribution of reviews. That is, there's a lot of five-star reviews and a whole lot of one-star reviews and very little in between. And a lot of the one-star reviews are by people who obviously haven't read the book.
That brings me to an interesting question, at least for me. This seems to happen quite routinely. I know both the Stephen Meyer's book had a lot of reviews by people who clearly didn't read the book. What do you think is the driving force behind writing a review of a book you haven't even read?
Well, in fact, some of those reviews came out before the book was published, so they couldn't possibly have read it. Well, they're obviously engaged in a war here, and they see that as a tactic in the war to discredit a book even before it's published. And it happens quite often. Now, this guy, as I pointed out, has read Zombie Science, but basically, he actually sounds a lot like the way Eugenia Scott used to write after Icons of Revolution. I don't know who the person is, because it's a pseudonym.
Okay.
Basically, he takes the evolutionary line, that is the standard neo-Darwinian story, and reasserts it, and basically anything I say against it is dishonest.
We started off with some of your favorite endorsements that came out prior to the book being published. So let's now focus on some of the reviews that came in after the book was released. And these will include reviews at Outside Periodicals, reviews at Amazon. So if you had to pick a favorite, what would it be?
Well, that's tough because there are a lot of positive reviews on Amazon. Let me read you one sort of satirical one at first. As an evolutionist, I hate this book. Evolution is true. Case closed. Therefore, all empirical evidence to the contrary, meticulously referenced in Zombie Science so the reader can investigate the claims, is not. You should buy Bill Nye's book instead, Undeniable. With immense gratitude, I observed that Undeniable doesn't contain a single scientific reference that I could investigate. Obviously, that's tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
And the guy gave me 5 stars.
Great.
But there are other good ones. So they praise me for writing clearly and for making a convincing case against Darwinism. Here's one reviewer that I like. According to the Urban Dictionary, comedic gold is something that provides you with enough jokes to last for years to come. I believe Wells has tapped into Darwin-style comedic gold. Excellent book.
There you go. Well, thank you, Dr. Wells, for spending time with us on ID to Future today. I'm sure there's more feedback coming, and the book is currently averaging about 4.5 stars on Amazon. So to check out all the endorsements and reviews and to buy a copy for yourself or maybe for a loved one who needs some evidence against Darwinism, you need to head over to Amazon and punch in Wells Zombie Science. There are other titles involving zombie science. Make sure you get Dr. Wells' book. It's a great book, and for ID to Future, I'm your host, Ray Bolin. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute. For more information, visit intelligentdesign.org and idthefuture.com.